in it too?
Yeah.
Just one moment.
Yes?
Senator Ribicoff on 90.
Mr. President.
You reckon that 84% up there in Connecticut's been dropping here lately?
It sure has not. I would say you've got 99. I'm sorry I can't give you 100.
I thought you were just kidding me until I got a poll, and I believe you've got a pretty good state up there.
We've got a good state, and you've got a pretty good country, Mr. President. All I can tell you, really, I mean, let me say this. I told this to Mac Bundy and Dick Goodwin at the White House lunch today. In my opinion, that speech Monday will be one of the great speeches of all time, with the Gettysburg Address. This is one of the great historic speeches of our nation of all times. This was something. I don't recall historically when a Congress ever stood up to applaud a president the way that Congress did.
No, I haven't seen it since I've been there, and I've been there since 31.
I haven't remembered.
No.
This has been...
They do it when they come in, when they leave, but not in the middle.
No,
we had to come. Say, I called you because I named one of your friends the Secretary of Treasury today, and I wanted him to say howdy to you so he wouldn't arrest you and you wouldn't arrest him, Joe Fowler.
I heard it on the radio. Let me say this is a great appointment.
Well, I think we ought to have a little mayor appointments. These fellas that carry the wood and water all alive and make big shots out of us, we ought to kind of salute them once in a while, over.
This is a very savvy guy. Not only will be loyal to you, Mr. President, but is knowledgeable, he knows the hill, and he's a hell of a nice guy, if I can use that phrase.
He sure is, and he's your friend, and here he is.
All right.
Senator?
Yeah, congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I thought you were going to leave government.
I left. I was long gone. Gone back to that thing you and I used to talk about, the private practice of law.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more surprised and stunned. I thought I was out of the line of fire for good.
Well, I tell you this, you're not going to have much fire. I think things are going great. Let me say this. You've got a backer upper there, that President of the United States, like nobody has ever had in their lives. I mean, this is a guy that delivers, and it must be great to be a member of the cabinet with him as president.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I would be less than frank. You know, public service has always been my first love, and
I think it's a great tribute and a great recognition to you because. You've got the respect of the country. You've been in a lot of this stuff, and you know it, and you had to. I think this boy, you oversold everybody on that damn trade agreement. You better start picking some answers.
On what now?
The Kennedy, the tariff and trade.
All
and
that. You won't find my tracks in that record.
Oh no, you've covered them up pretty good. I imagine that fellow Lyndon Johnson is glad it's called a Kennedy round, not the Johnson round.
That's right. No. I think I was looking out of the window when that went by.
Well,
Senator, it is good to talk with you, and I look forward to an early visit like the ones we used to have. Here's the president again.
All right.
Hey,
yes, Mr. President.
You go down there in the morning now and get him confirmed. Doug Dillon wants to go on and get away from here, and I don't want the guard to catch me without a Secretary of Treasury unless you want to come back and be Secretary yourself.
I don't know, but you tell me what. All I can say is this, Mr.
Can
President.
I trade jobs with you? That's what I like to do.
Well,
I just
that's
like
one
to...
thing you can't do. That you can't do.
Well,
you'll be confirmed with a hoop and a holler.
Well, a little firm, I think, and I hope you can say some good things.
Okay.
Bye.